8 minutes, 46 seconds. That's how long Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin kneeled on George Floyd's neck, with zero care that a crowd watched and recorded with their cell phones. The videos that eventually the whole world would see. A video that would crush and enrage us beyond comprehension. Those concerned citizens argued with the officer that Mr. Floyd is human, should be treated better, and they were killing him. All this while three other officers assisted by either holding George Floyd down or by doing nothing while he was murdered. They were arresting George for potentially using a counterfeit $20 bill. What exactly caused the officers to take such an aggressive and life-threatening approach cannot be found. No video of that day shows any reason for the treatment that George Floyd received. He pleaded that he couldn't breathe. He said they were killing him. He even called out for his deceased mother. He hung on for life as a police officer, one assigned to serve and protect our communities, dug his knees into George Floyd's neck until he was dead, and seemed proud of it, as if he was teaching everyone a lesson. If you watched the full 8 minutes and 46 seconds of George Floyd's murder, then I know it terrified you and left you empty. If you watched Philando Castile be murdered in his car in front of his girlfriend and her 4-year-old daughter by a police officer, then I know it broke your heart. If you watched Ahmaud Arbery, who was out for a jog, be chased, trapped, and killed in the middle of the street by a racist father and son, then I know you cried tears of pain. And if you know the stories of racism, murder, and injustice for those like Trayvon Martin, Tamir Rice, Emmett Till, Breonna Taylor, Sandra Bland, and Eric Garner, then I know you're disgusted by the horrifying acts that seem to repeat like a broken record in this country. These beautiful people did nothing wrong. They were killed, and justice was never served because they were black. We can't even begin to count the number of those whose stories have gone untold. Systemic racism and oppression break our spirit. We're tired. We're fed up. We've had more than enough. Many of you may have noticed that I didn't record a podcast or release one this week. Not only could I not focus on anything besides what's happening in the world right now, I also didn't want to distract from it. It's too important. Every day we write another page in the history book to do what should have been done so, so long ago. The things that leaders like Martin Luther King fought for and were murdered for. I can't help but think back about how many times people protested and did everything they could to create change just to be ignored, just for someone to change the narrative, to distract us with conversations and issues and discussions of other things. As of this recording, the NFL commissioner Roger Goodell released a video stating that
we, the National Football League, admit we were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier.
It's ironic now because Colin Kaepernick tried to raise this issue. It cost him his job. Out of the league for good, because the NFL stood on the opposite side of Kaepernick then. Some will say, it's about time the NFL came around. Others will say, they only switched their stance because they've been exposed. Hell, the president of the United States openly tweeted that Drew Brees made a mistake by apologizing for his previous stance on standing for the flag. Whether or not they truly learned from their mistakes, or if they're just saying this now because they've been exposed for it, we'll never really know the truth. But everyone isn't changing their stance. Read the comment section under any tweet about Black Lives Matter or a video showing police beating peaceful protesters or even the video put together by players across the NFL who were speaking out against racial injustice, and you'll see the hate. Look at the hateful emails that companies who openly support Black Lives Matter are getting. People whose hate is so strong that they find a way to blame George Floyd for his death. They find ways to tell us that all lives matter, not just black ones. Or even those who are against protests because it's an inconvenience to their daily life. These people once again remind me that expecting everyone to agree that love is the answer or that there's no place for racism and injustice in this country is impossible. I debated with family members, people on Twitter, and every other social media platform, and it's clear that they don't get it. They don't want to get it. They refuse to see things from someone else's experience. Of course, some have white privilege. They choose to just ignore it. They turn it off because they can. There's some who are just straight up ignorant. And of course, we can't forget that the ones who are just flat out burning with hate. But we could still win. Love can win. Doing what's right can win. We, the people, will win. We have to protest. We have to donate. We have to sign petitions. We have to vote. And most importantly, we have to not give up. This isn't a fight that lasts a week or a month. This is a battle that will last our entire lives. And I, for one, am down for that. I'm ready. We don't stop. We become relentless. Because we have raised these issues before in the past, and whether it's just life being so busy and distracting and the pace of news and everything that's happening, we forget, or not even forget, but it just gets pushed to the side for the next issue. That can't happen now. That can't happen anymore. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Find it in your heart to help and contribute however you can. Educate your children. As some of you may know, I have 3 biracial sons myself, and I have to teach them every day how to move. How to speak to police, how critical their every action can be because some racist scum is looking for an excuse to take their lives. how they must protect themselves from the unspeakable hate that they'll no doubt encounter in their lives. And of course, make them aware of how they can be the change that this world needs to see, the ones who can help the evil in this world face its proper justice. No justice. We must support and stand by our leaders who fight for our causes, the ones who guide us towards change, and never stay silent. Your voice matters. Your skin color doesn't. White, brown, black, yellow, you have to speak up. You have to. If you sit there and think your voice won't help or that nobody else cares what you're thinking, you're wrong. We need you. Black people need you. I know Black Lives Matter. You know Black Lives Matter. Yet some people don't see things like we do. We can no longer let them inflict that hate and injustice and ignorance and racism into this country. They don't have to agree with us, but we're going to force them to understand that Black Lives Matter by holding them accountable for their racist acts. I love you guys. I love everyone listening. I love those who aren't listening. I know I'm not in a black man's shoes and I can't relate to what they deal with on a daily basis, but what I do know is that I'll never be silenced. I know this podcast isn't enough to reach everyone. I know I don't have a large enough bank account or sums of money to donate and make this major financial impact, but I have tons of love and positivity and ambition and belief and the want to help people. I'll continue to educate myself, my family, those around me, those I interact with online. I'll continue to share the stories, the videos, audio from protests, from injustice taking place every day in order to never be silent. For the white people who think it's okay to be quiet, you're part of the issue. For the white people who think their opinion or voice don't matter, that this is some sort of black issue, it's not. This is a white person issue. So who else do you expect to fix it? For those defending the police rather than black people, it's choosing not to kneel for the flag all over again. It's the same story. You're just taking a different angle. You're choosing to remain ignorant or racist because you don't want to understand what we're fighting for. Yes, this is a fantasy football podcast. It'll always be a fantasy football podcast. That's not going to change. But just like when Kobe Bryant passed or when Nipsey Hussle was murdered, I'll continue to speak on things that affect my heart and my spirit. I refuse to stay in my lane. Anyone who's been listening to this podcast since the beginning knows that. While I love bringing fantasy football content, we'll no doubt continue to do that. But if you're truly a part of the Clock Dodgers family, then you know how this works. You are 100% in line with what I'm saying right now. You are 100% committed to not being silent. You're going to speak up for those who need us and fight daily to do what's right. I want to say this one more time because I've had conversations with family members, friends, people online, in every aspect. I just want to make this super clear. I don't care why you oppose the peaceful protest. I don't care that all cops aren't bad. I don't care why you want to stand for the flag. I don't care why you tell us all lives matter every time we say Black Lives Matter. Your reasoning means nothing to me. It has zero value. It's pure ignorance. We have one focus, one mission, one goal, and that's Black Lives Matter. If you're too ignorant to understand that, then I can no longer waste oxygen on you. I must move in a more productive direction. Black Lives Matter, and we're gonna make sure that every political leader, the police, the government, the employers, the lawmakers, and even our president live up to that fact. Remember that not being racist isn't good enough. You must fight and oppose racism at every level and never stay silent. As always, be kind, be great, keep dodging.